This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, $3.60, up 1¾. March, $3.66 and three quarters, up 1¼. May, $3.72 and three quarters, up 1. January soybeans, $8.59½, up 4¼. March, $8.60 and three quarters, up 4½. May, $8.66½, up 4½. December wheat, $4.94, down 1¾. March, $4.95½, down 2¼. May, $4.98 and three quarters, down 2½. December oats, $2.35, up 3½. March, $2.26 and three quarters, up 2. December soybean meal, $2.88.80, unchanged. January, $2.88.70, down 80. March, $2.88.90, down 50. December soybean oil, $27.29, up 25. January, $27.58, up 26. March, $27.81, up 27. Time now for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. And the Illinois country grain prices did end mostly higher on Monday afternoon. Corn got a boost from a large corn sale to Mexico, while soybeans drew strength from a Chinese purchase and a higher soybean crush for the month of October. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 2 to 3 cents at $3.35 to $3.51. Soybean bids were 2 to 4 cents higher at $8.29 to $8.53. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 2 cents at $3.42 to $3.70. Soybean bids were 4 to 5 higher at $8.41 to $8.68. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 2 cents at $3.50 to $3.73. Soybean bids gained 2 to 5 cents at $8.42 to $8.69. And the wheat bids 2 cents lower at $3.92 to $4.39. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 4 cents higher at $8.77. That's $8.77 to $8.80, with basis steady range from 17 to 20 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $284.80 to $303.80 per ton. That's steady from Friday's close, with basis unchanged ranging from 4 under to 15 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents higher at $3.60 to $3.85, with basis steady range from option to 25 over December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 1 to 2 higher at $3.60 to $3.72, with basis steady to 1 cent lower at option to 12 over December. Soybeans ended up 1 to 2 cents at $8.70 to $8.75, with basis down 2 to 3 cents at 10 to 15 over the January. And new crop wheat prices 2 cents lower on Monday at $4.26 to $4.57. with basis steady at 75 under to 44 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mixed at $3.74 to $3.78. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by a penny, with quotations at $8.91 to $8.92. Soft wheat down 2 at $4.19 to $4.99, and Milo up 2 cents at $3.66 to $3.67. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from $3.31 to $3.51. January soybean bids range from $8.29 to $8.45. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from $3.41 to $3.72. January soybean bids were at $8.41 to $8.62. And in the southern part of the state on Monday, January corn bids range from $3.55 to $3.78. January soybean bids were at $8.48 to $8.69. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from $4.50 up to $4.81. That concludes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange, December live cattle, $127.67, down $3. February, $129.65, down $3. April, $129.55, down $3. November feeder cattle, $172.85, down $2.22. January, 160.05, down 450. March, 157.12, down 380. December, lean hogs, 51.80, down $3. February, 54.05, down $3. April, 58.67, down 355. Time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 16th Afternoon Livestock Report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $3 higher on the heavier sows with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 22 to 28, 4 to 5 weights 25 to 32, 5 to 6 weights 28 to 33, and 6 weights and up 29 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $3 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $29 to $30. Now for the recap from the special feeder cattle auction at Real Livestock in Congerville. They had receipts of 586 head, starting with the feeder steers. Medium and large ones and twos, five weights were 172 to 200, six weights were 177.50 to 179.50, and seven weights were 153 to 159. Feeder steers, large ones, four weights were 198 to 216, five weights 181 to 203, and six weights were 169 to 190. On to feeder heifers. Large ones and twos, four weights were 170 to 203.50, five weights were 151 to 181, and six weights were 161 to 170. Feeder heifers, large twos, four weights were 160 to 188, five weights were 155 to 173, and six weights were 157. Now moving over to Fairview for their special feeder cattle sale. These were certified Angus beef. They had receipts of 1,935 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 205 to 225, five weights were 165 to 178, six weights were 161 to 186. Feeder steers, medium and large ones and twos, four weights were 195 to 207, five weights were 184 to 205, and six weights were 191.50 to 194.50. On to feeder heifers, medium and large ones and twos, four weights were 183 to 190.50, five weights were 170 to 193, and six weights were 161 to 170. Feeder heifers, large ones, four weights were 183 to 191, five weights were 165 to 180, and six weights were 160 to 166. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 340 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $74.69, and that was $1.33 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $209.04, that was 26 cents lower, with select carcasses at $196.99, that was $2.06 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 106,000, that compared to 111,000 last week and 111,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 438,000. That compared to 430,000 last week and 428,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The Farm Assets Conference is taking next week, Tuesday, November 24th, at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center in Normal, Illinois. That's taking place from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the Farm Assets Conference was formerly known as the Illinois Commodity Conference. You might be asking yourself, well, what's on the agenda? Big data will be on the agenda. They will be discussing unlocking the value of digital ag. Also, farm management discussing 2016 revenue and cost outlook. Also on the agenda is the value of farmland in 2016, the Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy, and WILL Ag Market Outlook panels will be available for corn and soybeans. And again, that's the Farm Assets Conference taking place next week, Tuesday, November 24th, from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cost to attend is $30, and you can purchase tickets online or by calling 1-800-898-1065. 3 billion barrels of oil in stock is said to be the cause for lowering fuel prices. World fuel demand is growing, and it's at its fastest pace in 5 years, but oil stockpiles are at record levels. Strong production in OPEC, or the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, and elsewhere could potentially push the prices lower. According to the International Energy Agency, the massive cushion has inflated on record supplies from Russia, Saudi Arabia, and Iraq. Crude prices are down as much as 40% as OPEC defends its market share against competitors like the U.S. shale industry, which is faltering slowly because of the drop in oil prices. Oil supplies are still growing because supply is outpacing demand. IEA predicts that world supplies outside of OPEC production will decline by their biggest number since 1992 as lower oil prices take a toll on the U.S. shale industry. Total oil inventories increased by almost 14 million barrels to about 3 billion barrels in September, a month when they typically decline. Next up, the Illinois Crop Report was released yesterday. Farmers continued with fall tillage and fertilizer applications last week as the end of the growing season approached. Statewide precipitation averaged 0.32 inches, 0.49 inches below normal. The average temperature was 46.3 degrees, 4.3 degrees above normal. There were 5.2 days suitable for field work for the week ending November 15th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 4% very short, 22% short, 69% adequate, and 5% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 5% very short, 31% short, 60% adequate, and 4% surplus. Winter wheat emerged reached 90%, 7 percentage points ahead of the 5-year average. Winter wheat condition was rated at 1% very poor, 7% poor, 31% fair, 50% good, and 11% excellent. And now a local agronomy update for you comes from agronomy manager for CHS Shipman, Reagan Weir. Reagan, not a lot going on right now, but you guys have been busy with a few things.
Yes, we had a really nice run this fall, as the farmers did. You know, we had a long spell of harvest that we had very few rainouts, so we got a lot of good data in from our farmers. We collect a lot of yield data, and we run it through our yield point system that we'll collect that data and put fertilizer based on a prescriptive deal back onto their fields based on what crop they're going to go to the next year. So we're putting the R4 theory into use there with the right product at the right place, at the right rate, at the right time. So we've got a lot of that completed for our fall business. The fertilizer run was very good, actually. You know, the fields were in great shape, and so we've got those nutrients out there ready for the next year's crop. Or if the farmer wanted to work them in, he could get that done. We've also had a decent amount of spraying for the winter annuals. You know, in our area, if a guy doesn't work his ground, we get a real significant green up in the springtime if it's wet and when it warms up. And so we have many guys that spray those winter annuals in the fall to keep those weeds and those fields fairly clean. So it'll minimize the amount of tillage they have to do to prepare their seed beds in the springtime. So we've got many of those fields also done, and there's a few of those yet to go, depending on how the weather goes.
And also something that you've just gotten started with and also kind of slowing down because of the rain is anhydrous application.
Yes, we did just get started. Our farmers are very good about waiting until we see the average temperature, the average maximum temperature at a 4-inch level of 50 degrees. So we just have seen this getting real close to that in the last 4 or 5 days. So we've had a pretty decent little run in those 4 or 5 days. And we probably generally get about a third of our ammonia on in the fall in our trade territory. We're probably not quite to that, but we've got a really nice run over the last 4 days to get a good jump on the spring.
Okay. Anything else you've been working on or that you'd like to add?
Well, we did see a lot of really nice results from the yield point system, where we're looking at areas in the field and creating management zones so we can treat the areas of the fields differently and help the areas that can grow more crops do so, and the areas in the fields that have had some issues or for whatever reason, drainage or whatever, that haven't been producing quite as well, but we're not feeding those quite as heavily. So I think that program's working very well in combination with the plant health products that we're putting on, really produced nice yields this year.
Has there been any planning for the 2016 growing season yet, or is that just starting?
Oh, yeah, the planning is underway very heavily. You know, guys are finalizing a lot of their seed plans this year right now. You know, the nutrient plans are in some places out there, and in some cases not completed yet. But it's definitely, with the pricing down and a little bit of downturn in that, they're really scrutinizing all costs and what makes them money and what doesn't. And so using their data that they've been collecting over the last few years, it becomes then just invaluable in the importance of how they make their decisions on their farm.
Again, that update was from CHS Shipman Agronomy Manager Reagan Weir. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.